On this Wednesday morning, as we start making our plans for the weekend, it's the harvest days out at the St. Clair County Farm Museum. And Yvonne Markle is here to tell us all about it. Yvonne, good morning.
Good morning.
This is something I know you look forward to every year, don't you?
It is. It's a great time, and we've added so many different events this year, and we're just excited for everybody to come out and see what's going on.
It really, you know, we always talk about things that mark the beginning of summer. This is one of the things that, not to say that it marks the end of summer, but it really does celebrate, you know, sort of all the work that goes into planting and harvesting. And now we've got some great produce available, and this is just kind of a fun way to celebrate it all.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It is very exciting.
So what goes on this weekend?
Well, this year we have a lot of new events going on, and one of them being we're having a fiber fair, which...
Now, what does that mean?
A fiber fair is the knitting, you know, the wools and all the stuff that go into making different things, clothing and knitting and weaving and spinning and all that type of thing.
Cool.
And so we're going to have... two of the big barns in the back filled with all that type of stuff. There's demonstrations going to be going on in there, and just a lot of fun, and we're really excited for people to come out and see this. We want to continue it, so come on out and show your support for that.
And you're going to have that on Friday as well?
Yeah, it's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Okay.
All 3 days.
Good, good.
And then we've got... for the some demonstrations going on in our visitor center, we have the extension, the MSU extension coming out, and they're going to do some canning and freezing demonstrations.
Nice.
Not really demonstration, but talks about how to do it. And the we're going to have on Saturday, we're going to have monster truck rides. All throughout the whole weekend, we've got sawmill demonstrations, the thresher, and all that type of stuff that we have every year. Our antique tractors, our hit-and-miss engines, you know, all the things that people come to see, that things that used to be out in the farm.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's what the St. Clair County Farm Museum is all about. And you have a lot of really interesting things available for people to see year-round, don't you?
Yes, year-round. Yeah, we have our museum that is opened... through the summer and into the end of September.
Okay.
There are 4 days a month that is open on Saturdays and Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
So you can check our museum website for those days. But the museum itself is amazing. One of our members has taken it upon himself to really make it just a beautiful place to go and see all the beautiful collections
that
we have.
Yeah, great tribute to agricultural history here in St. Clair County.
Yes.
Yeah, neat. You got a lot of musicians playing this weekend, too.
We do. We do. We have a lot of musicians playing. One of them we've had for several years now is called Just Banjos. And great, great group of people. They come out and they all play banjos and they all play together. And it's amazing to watch them.
I bet.
Another group we have is called Prairie Rehab. Blue Ridge is going to be there playing. And Brent Moreau Music is coming out Saturday evening. We're really excited about that. And we did have an event on Sunday, but unfortunately, the gentleman that was playing got a job out of state. So we had to cancel unless we have some musician that would like to come and, you know,
hey, you got a gig. And there's a stage waiting for you. Well, good. Well, it should be a fun, full weekend. And,
oh, yeah.
So it's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. What's the cost and where is it? Give us all the details for people that want to come out.
Okay, we're at Goodles County Park, 8310 County Park Drive. We are on the north side of the road, so we've got the entire side of the park. It's $6 for adults, and children 12 and under are free. So that's a great thing for a family. We're going to have lots of fun food out there for people to come and see or come and eat. Saturday and Sunday mornings from 7 to 9, we have our pancake breakfast in the exhibition hall. We also are going to have the 4-H is coming out and helping us with some fun things for the kids. We have a kids area, so they're coming out and doing some fun things with us. The Pine River Beekeepers, they'll be out there coming and have some demonstrations talking about bees, which are very important in farming. On 1 o'clock at Sunday, we have our kids' pedal pull. That's a lot of fun. We have a little tractors out there, you know, for the kids to do the pedal pull, and it's a lot of great fun. The Blue Water Audubon Society, they're going to be out there doing a talk, and they're also going to be helping us do some bird feeders. So that's going to be a lot of fun for the kids to do.
Cool.
And we got some tractor pulls on Saturday, and then Friday night we have a barn dance.
Oh, the good old-fashioned barn dance.
Yeah, good old-fashioned barn dance. Lost Highway. They're going to be out there playing. I know they play around here in town sometimes, and they're a great, great band. They're a lot of fun. And all the music is going to be held out at the Splash Pad Pavilion, brand-new pavilion out there at Goodles County Park. So it's just west of the Splash Pad, so it's easy to find. So come on out and enjoy and just have a great time.
Yeah, great celebration. And then the weather's going to be great this weekend.
Yes, we're supposed to pray for us to have fabulous weather, I'm telling you.
Looks like you will. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, it is the St. Clair County Farm Museum Harvest Days. And for more information, go to the website, stclaircountyfarmmuseum.org. Very good. Yvonne, thanks for coming out. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for having me.